Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today, we will unlock the book, The Metamorphosis. Are you looking for a unique and thought-provoking read? Look no further than The Metamorphosis, by Franz Kafka. This classic novel tells the story of Gregor Samsa, a man who wakes up one morning to find that he has been transformed into a giant insect. Doesn't that sound ridiculous? So why wait? Get your hands on a Bookie of the Metamorphosis today and embark on a journey of self-discovery and contemplation. Trust us, and you won't be disappointed. The Metamorphosis is a novella by Franz Kafka written in 1915. As one of the major figures of 20th-century literature, Kafka was born in Prague in 1883 and wrote primarily in German, although his work has been translated into many languages. He is known for his distinctive style, which combines elements of realism, absurdity, and surrealism to explore themes of isolation, powerlessness, and the search for meaning in modern, industrialized society. The Metamorphosis, the book we are going to learn today, is one of his most typical works and has a profound influence on the development of modern fiction. Now, let's together explore its charm. It follows the story of Gregor Samsa, a poor traveling salesman who wakes up one morning to find himself transformed into an insect. As a beetle, he cannot take care of his whole families as before. In other words, he has become a burden for the Gregor's family. Later, his families decide to isolate and neglect him, which lead to his death. The Metamorphosis is a powerful exploration into themes of alienation and acceptance, with implications for readers still relevant today, and has inspired many to think more deeply about our place in the world. The author of The Metamorphosis, Franz Kafka, was a Czech-born writer who is widely considered one of the major figures of 20th-century literature. Kafka was born in Prague in 1883 and wrote primarily in German, although his work has been translated into many languages. He is known for his distinctive style, which combines elements of realism, absurdity, and surrealism to explore themes of isolation, powerlessness, and the search for meaning in modern, industrialized society. Kafka's most famous works include The Metamorphosis, The Trial, and The Castle, all of which are considered classic works of literature and have had a profound influence on the development of modern fiction. On the one hand, The Metamorphosis has had a significant impact on literature and cultural studies. It is often considered a classic of modernist literature, and it has inspired many other works of fiction, including The Fly and The Incredible Hulk. The book has also been interpreted as a commentary on the industrialization and modernization of society, as well as a metaphor for the experiences of Jews in Eastern Europe during Kafka's lifetime. On the other hand, The Metamorphosis has also had an impact on the way that we think about the relationship between humans and animals. The book challenges the idea that humans are superior to animals and suggests that we are all part of the same web of life. This message has resonated with many readers, and it has inspired people to think more critically about our treatment of animals and the natural world. Now, we will discuss this surreal novel in three parts. In part 1, we will tell about the plot of the transformation and Gregor's family. In part 2, we will analyze the characters in this novel. In part 3, we will discuss the artistic style and theme. Part 1, Plot Summary. The story begins with a small, cramped apartment in an unnamed European city. The apartment is described as being poorly lit, with narrow corridors and small, stuffy rooms. It is located on the third floor of a dilapidated tenement building and is surrounded by other cramped and rundown apartments. The neighborhood is described as being working class and poor, with narrow streets and crowded tenement buildings. The atmosphere of the apartment is described as oppressive and claustrophobic, with a sense of despair and hopelessness hanging over it. The main character, Gregor Samsa, lives in this apartment with his family, including his mother, father, and sister, Greta. Gregor's family is already struggling financially and emotionally. Gregor works as a traveling salesman, and the rest of the family focuses on household chores and other daily tasks. His father is unemployed, his mother is sick and bedridden, and his sister, Greta, is working as a salesgirl in order to help support the family. Despite these challenges, the family is still able to maintain a sense of unity and support for one another and tries to maintain a sense of normalcy and routine. The process of Gregor's transformation begins on a typical morning when he wakes up late for work. However, instead of getting out of bed, he finds himself unable to move and discovers that he has been transformed into a beetle. At first, Gregor is shocked and confused by the transformation, and he is unable to comprehend what has happened to him. He tries to get out of bed and crawl to the door, but he is unable to move due to his new body and legs. Gregor is immediately faced with the physical challenges of his new form. His body is now much larger and more cumbersome, making it difficult for him to move around and perform even basic tasks. He has trouble fitting through doors and navigating around furniture and is constantly bumping into things and knocking them over. In addition to these physical challenges, Gregor also struggles with the social and emotional aspects of his transformation. He is deeply ashamed and embarrassed by his new appearance and is terrified of what others will think of him. He becomes isolated and withdrawn, unable to leave his room or interact with anyone outside of his family. Despite these obstacles, Gregor remains determined to adapt and find a way to live his life as normally as possible. As the days pass, Gregor becomes more and more accustomed to his new form, and he begins to explore his new surroundings. He discovers that he can crawl on walls and ceilings, and he becomes adept at navigating through the small spaces in his room. What is his family's reaction to the transformation? Initially, his family is in shock and denial, struggling to come to terms with the fact that their son and breadwinner has turned into a monstrous creature. They try to hide Gregor away and keep his transformation a secret, but the strain of this secret takes a toll on their relationships. As time goes on, Gregor's transformation becomes more and more inconvenient for his family, who are struggling financially without his income. They become resentful of him and start to see him as a burden rather than a family member. This leads to a breakdown in communication and trust within the family as they start to distance themselves from Gregor and his needs. Furthermore, Gregor's transformation also affects his relationships with others outside of his family. He becomes isolated and unable to interact with his coworkers or socialize with his friends. This further reinforces his feelings of isolation and disconnection from the world around him. Unfortunately, his transformation leads to the decline of his whole family. At the beginning of the novel, the family is already struggling financially, with Gregor working as a traveling salesperson to support them. However, when Gregor transforms into a giant insect, he is unable to continue his job, which causes a significant drop in their income. The family is forced to take on menial jobs and sell their possessions in order to make ends meet. Despite Gregor's efforts to communicate with them and make them know that he is still the same person inside, his family has become increasingly distant and neglectful. They begin to rely on his sister Greta to take care of him and provide for the family, and she becomes overwhelmed and resentful towards her brother. The family's social standing also suffers as a result of Gregor's transformation. They are forced to move to a smaller, poorer apartment in a less desirable neighborhood. They are also ostracized by their neighbors and the broader community, who view Gregor's transformation as a disgrace. This isolation further exacerbates the family's already strained relationships and contributes to their overall decline. As the story reaches its conclusion, Gregor's condition continues to deteriorate, and he becomes increasingly isolated and alone. His family, who had initially cared for him and tried to help him, eventually lost patience and become indifferent to his plight. They begin to ignore him completely, leaving him to fend for himself and barely acknowledging his presence in the house. Despite this neglect, Gregor continues to try and make the best of his situation, working hard to support his family and maintain their home. However, his efforts are ultimately in vain, as his body becomes weaker and weaker, and he is unable to move or communicate effectively. Eventually, he becomes bedridden and unable to even feed himself, relying on his family to bring him food and water. As the story ends, Gregor finally succumbs to his condition and dies, his body slowly decomposing and becoming a source of disgust and revulsion for his family. They quickly dispose of his remains and move on with their lives, seemingly relieved to be rid of the burden of caring for him. Overall, the ending of The Metamorphosis is a poignant and tragic one, as it reveals the ultimate fate of Gregor Samsa and his inability to escape his situation. Despite his best efforts, he is unable to regain his human form or regain the love and affection of his family. What would you do if one of your family members became a beetle? Do you still love him or her? Part 2: Analysis of Key Characters. Gregor Samsa, the protagonist of the novel, is a complex and multifaceted character whose struggles and relationships reflect the universal themes of responsibility, loyalty, and the search for meaning and purpose in life. On the surface, he appears to be a typical office worker, struggling to make ends meet and support his family. However, as the story progresses, it becomes clear that there is much more to Gregor than meets the eye. One of the most notable aspects of Gregor's character is his sense of responsibility. Despite his own personal struggles and hardships, he works tirelessly to provide for his family and pay off their debts. This is seen in his willingness to endure a job that he hates, as well as his efforts to improve his own circumstances by taking on additional work. This sense of responsibility is also reflected in his relationships with others, as he is often the one who takes care of and protects those around him. However, Gregor's sense of responsibility is also a source of conflict for him. His commitment to his family and his job often leaves him feeling trapped and unable to pursue his own interests or dreams. This internal struggle becomes particularly evident when he is transformed into a giant insect, as he is forced to confront the fact that he has been living a life that is not truly his own. Another important aspect of Gregor's character is his relationship with his family. Despite their initial shock and disgust at his transformation, Gregor's family eventually comes to accept and even rely on him in his new form. This shift in their attitude highlights the deep bonds of love and loyalty that exist within the family, as well as their ability to adapt and find meaning in even the most difficult of circumstances. How about his family? Firstly, we talk about his sister, Greta Samsa. She is a complex character in The Metamorphosis by Franz Kafka. At the beginning of the novel, Greta is a young woman who is responsible for caring for her brother Gregor, who has recently transformed into a giant insect. Despite the difficult circumstances, Greta is patient and kind to Gregor, bringing him food and tending to his needs. However, as the story progresses, Greta's attitude toward her brother shifts. She becomes increasingly resentful of the burden he has placed on her and the family and begins to advocate for his removal from the household. This change in Greta's behavior can be seen as a reflection of the societal expectations placed upon her as a woman. Prior to Gregor's transformation, Greta is able to attend school and had aspirations of becoming a singer. However, once Gregor becomes incapacitated, Greta is forced to abandon her own dreams and take on the role of caregiver. This burden becomes overwhelming for her, leading to her resentment towards Gregor and desire to be rid of him. Additionally, Greta's behavior can also be seen as a commentary on the dehumanizing effects of capitalism. Throughout the novel, the Samsa family struggles financially, with Gregor being the sole breadwinner. When he is no longer able to work, the family's financial situation becomes dire, and Greta's focus shifts from caring for her brother to finding a way to make money. This pressure to prioritize financial gain over human relationships ultimately leads to Greta's decision to abandon Gregor and embrace her own self-interest. Overall, Greta Samsa's character is served as a commentary on the constraints placed on women and the destructive effects of capitalism. Mr. Samsa is the father of the protagonist and is described as a strict and demanding man who expects a lot from his family, particularly his son Gregor. He is a merchant and works long hours to provide for his family, but he is also distant and emotionally unavailable. Despite his lack of warmth and affection towards Gregor, Mr. Samsa is devastated when he discovers his son's transformation and is overwhelmed with guilt and regret for the way he has treated him. He is unable to come to terms with Gregor's new form and is filled with shame and disgust, eventually leading him to abandon Gregor and leave him to fend for himself. As the story progresses, Mr. Samsa becomes more and more distant from his family, struggling to cope with the burden of his guilt and the loss of his son. In the end, he is left alone and isolated, grappling with the harsh realities of his own mortality and the consequences of his actions. But his wife is the exact opposite of him. Mrs. Samsa is depicted as a hardworking, practical, and caring woman who is deeply affected by her son's transformation. She is often shown to be in a state of shock and disbelief, struggling to come to terms with the fact that her son is no longer human. Despite this, she tries her best to support Gregor and care for him, even when he is confined to his room and unable to communicate with the rest of the family. Mrs. Samsa is also shown to be a strong and resilient woman, as she takes on additional responsibilities to help provide for the family after Gregor's transformation renders him unable to work. Despite the challenges she faces, Mrs. Samsa remains a loving and devoted mother, always trying to do what is best for her son and her family. Overall, Mrs. Samsa is a complex and multifaceted character, and her struggles to cope with Gregor's transformation help to drive the narrative of the metamorphosis. There are two minor characters. One is the charwoman, but she plays a crucial role in the narrative. She is responsible for taking care of the household and cleaning up after Gregor. Despite her initial disgust and fear at seeing him, the charwoman eventually comes to have a sense of compassion for Gregor. She often speaks to him in a soothing tone and tries to make him feel more comfortable in his new state. The charwoman also takes it upon herself to inform Gregor's family of his condition, as he is unable to communicate with them himself. This act of kindness shows that she cares about the well-being of Gregor and his family, even though it is not her responsibility to do so. As the story progresses, the charwoman's presence in the household becomes more and more necessary as Gregor's family struggles to take care of him and themselves. Despite the challenges she faces, the charwoman remains dedicated to her job and continues to do her best to help the family. In the end, the charwoman's compassion and hard work play a key role in helping Gregor's family come to terms with his transformation and move on with their lives. Until now, have you realized the complexity of the women characters in this novel? The other is the chief clerk, and his presence adds to the overall tension and conflict in the story. He is the boss of Gregor Samsa. From the beginning, the chief clerk is portrayed as a harsh and unforgiving man. He has little patience for Gregor's quirks and is quick to criticize him for any mistakes or shortcomings. As the story progresses and Gregor's transformation becomes more and more apparent, the chief clerk's reactions grow more and more extreme. He becomes increasingly angry and frustrated with Gregor, and even threatens to fire him on multiple occasions. However, despite his harsh treatment of Gregor, the chief clerk is not a completely unsympathetic character. He is under a lot of stress and pressure at work, and his reactions to Gregor's transformation are driven in part by his own fears and insecurities. So the chief clerk's role in the story serves as a reminder of the harsh realities of the working world and the way that people can be mistreated and marginalized due to circumstances beyond their control. Part 3, Theme and Artistic Style. The Metamorphosis, written by Franz Kafka, explores several themes that are relevant to modern society. The three main themes of this book are isolation, transformation, and the burden of responsibility. First, the theme of isolation is prominent throughout the novel. The main character, Gregor Samsa, wakes up one day to find that he has turned into a giant insect. This transformation causes him to become isolated from the rest of society, as he is no longer able to communicate with others or participate in normal daily activities. He is also isolated from his family, who are disgusted by his appearance and avoid him at all costs. This isolation ultimately leads to Gregor's demise, as he is unable to receive the care and support he needs to survive. The second theme of the metamorphosis is transformation. Gregor's transformation into an insect is a metaphor for the way that society views people who are different or deemed abnormal. Why so? Because Gregor is no longer seen as a human being, but rather as a burden and a burden that needs to be eliminated. This transformation also represents the ways in which society can change and manipulate individuals to fit its expectations. Despite the fantastical nature of the story, the metamorphosis is ultimately a reflection of the human condition. It touches on themes that are universal and timeless and serves as a reminder that we are all vulnerable and fragile beings, no matter how strong or capable we may seem. It is a story that speaks to the heart of what it means to be human, and it is a powerful reminder of the importance of love, acceptance, and understanding in our relationships with one another. Finally, the theme of the burden of responsibility is present in the novel. Gregor's transformation causes him to become financially responsible for his family, as he is the only one who is able to work and provide for them. However, he is unable to fulfill this responsibility due to his transformation, causing him to feel guilty and overwhelmed. This burden ultimately becomes too much for Gregor to bear, leading to his eventual death. Overall, Kafka's novel serves as a cautionary tale about the ways in which society can marginalize and ostracize those who are different and the consequences that can result from this treatment. While the story itself is often seen as a commentary on the dehumanization of the modern world and the isolation of the individual, it is also notable for its artistic style. There are four striking aspects as follows. One of the striking aspects of Kafka's style is his use of surreal imagery. Throughout the metamorphosis, Kafka describes the transformation of the main character, Gregor Samsa, into a giant insect in a way that is both grotesque and surreal. He writes in vivid detail about the physical changes that Gregor undergoes and the way that his body becomes more and more unrecognizable as he transforms into an insect. For example, he describes the sound of Gregor's mandibles as hissing and gnashing and the smell of his body as sickly sweet. These descriptions serve to heighten the sense of otherness and horror that surrounds Gregor's transformation. This use of surreal imagery adds to the sense of confusion and disorientation that Kafka creates in the book, as it becomes increasingly difficult for the reader to understand what is happening to Gregor and how he is feeling. Kafka's use of absurd elements in the metamorphosis is also a key aspect of his artistic style. The transformation of Gregor into an insect is just one example of the absurdity that Kafka introduces into the story. He also includes other bizarre elements, such as Gregor's family's reaction to his transformation, which is one of detachment and disgust rather than concern or empathy. This adds to the sense of absurdity that Kafka creates in the book, as the reader is forced to confront the irrational and seemingly meaningless events that are happening to Gregor. And the way Kafka uses language to convey the experience of Gregor's transformation is prominent. Throughout the book, Kafka employs a series of metaphors and similes to describe Gregor's new body and the changes it undergoes. For example, he compares Gregor's legs to thick pipes, his body to a brown shell, and his mouth to a jagged wound. These comparisons not only help the reader to visualize Gregor's appearance, but also serve to emphasize the alien and monstrous nature of his transformation. Have you ever imagined becoming that alien? Another notable aspect of Kafka's artistic style is his use of symbolism. Throughout the book, Kafka uses various symbols to represent Gregor's isolation and alienation. For instance, the door to Gregor's room becomes a symbol of his inability to connect with the outside world, as it is locked, and he is unable to leave. Similarly, the window serves as a symbol of his inability to escape his predicament, as he is unable to fit through it. These symbols help to underscore the themes of isolation and dehumanization that are at the heart of the book. In conclusion, the artistic style of the metamorphosis is one of bleakness, surrealism, and absurdity. Kafka's use of language, symbolism, and imagery helps to convey the experience of Gregor's transformation and the themes of isolation and dehumanization that are at the heart of the book. These elements combine to create a truly unique and powerful reading experience. The Metamorphosis by Franz Kafka is a unique and thought-provoking novel that explores the transformation of a man into a giant insect. The story follows Gregor Samsa, a young salesman who wakes up one morning to discover that he has been transformed into a giant beetle. Despite this shocking and bizarre change, Gregor tries to continue living his life as normally as possible, even going so far as to go to work in his new form. The story is a powerful exploration of the human condition as Gregor struggles to come to terms with his new body and the isolation it brings. The writing is beautifully crafted, and Kafka's use of symbolism and metaphor adds depth and meaning to the story. The themes of isolation and the search for meaning in life are also prevalent throughout the novel. Gregor's transformation and subsequent isolation force him to confront his own mortality and the meaning of his life. The novel ends with Gregor's death and his family's acceptance of this death as a natural part of life. Overall, The Metamorphosis is a thought-provoking and deeply moving novel that should not be missed. Whether you are a fan of Kafka's work or simply looking for a thought-provoking read, this book is definitely worth picking up. If you are interested, welcome Search Bookie and listen to the full audio instantly.